Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. My name is Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady. Today is Sunday, May 1st, 2016. We are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. Our topic this evening is prom etiquette, so stay tuned. Well, once again, welcome new listeners and loyal listeners. Thank you so much for being a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We are so delighted when you spend part of your Sunday evening with us. We're blessed to have listeners of all ages. We want to take a brief moment to talk about the origin of etiquette, especially for the benefit of the new listeners. Etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by living with these rules, people make it much more pleasant and comfortable. And of course, isn't that what we all want? I know it certainly is what I want. Well, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always want to send kudos out to Charles I and II. I'm very excited that they did that. They're wonderful. And then, of course, I always like to say that if you don't remember the entire backstory of etiquette, simply remember etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners, okay? A fancy word for manners. Well, wow, if you know any prom students, any students that are preparing for the prom, who are maybe going to the prom for the first time, who have been to the prom, please certainly let them know that we're on. We'd certainly like to hear from them. Our number is 347-324-3295. We've already begun getting messages. After we do our e-blast, we generally begin receiving messages. Well, of course, this time of the year is really special in a teenager's life. Prom, and those of you listening that have gone to the prom, you may be older, and you think back to the prom, it's really an exciting time, and oftentimes this might be their first actual formal experience, and so it's always very exciting. And over the years, not only have I taught prom etiquette workshops, but I've also written some articles regarding prom etiquette, and I'm going to be giving you some information from some of those articles that I've written as well. And after all, it is called prom etiquette. And so if you are making plans to go to the prom, there's a lot of things you want to consider. Of course, who will be your date if you're going to have a date to go to the prom? Who will be paying for the evening? What will you wear? How will you wear your hair? How will you get there? It's a lot that you really have to prepare for. But, you know, in kind of keeping everything in perspective, it will be lots of fun. You don't want to be stressed out by it, okay? So, first of all, we mentioned who will be your date. You have to find out who that will be. And, of course, after confirming your date for the prom, you want to make sure to sit down and discuss all the details. Okay, very important. Communication is really, really important that everyone will know, you know, what their role is. And, of course, you want to discuss what time you're going to leave. Now, listen, I know teenagers, junior, senior, sometimes you think you're grown, but you still have to find out what time do you need to return home. Very, very important. It's called curfew. Okay, be sure to adhere to your curfew rules, because you know what? If you don't, there's a great possibility that you won't be going out again soon. Okay, so you don't want that to happen. You also want to talk about who is going to pay for the evening. Be clear about who is going to pay for what. Never assume the other person is paying. No one should have to be unpleasantly shocked by saying, oh, you're not paying? Oh, I'm not paying. How are we paying for this meal? I guess we'll have to go in the back and wash dishes. So hopefully, you know, you can avoid that by making sure in advance that you certainly, you know, do discuss exactly what's going to occur at that time, okay? Here again, you want to find out, you know, decide what do you want to wear. There's all different types of prom attire these days. You know, years and years ago, the very formal dresses were basically the prom attire. So there are a lot of, the girls have a lot of different choices now on what to wear. And some of the prom attire can be quite costly. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, I would suggest that you select something that you can wear for another occasion, okay, so that you're just not spending all this money on, you know, attire that you can only wear one time. It'll make a little more sense to you if you can look at it and say, I can wear this to that event as well. So that's really good. And some people rent, you know, their dresses to save money. Of course, we know that the guys usually rent. Some of the girls actually rent dresses as well, which is, that's perfectly fine. You want to, talking about shoes, and I know we're going to go to the phones here in just a few minutes. You want to certainly select some shoes that are pretty comfortable. I know oftentimes the real beautiful shoes, sometimes they're not comfortable. You know, they may be shoes that are good for, what, an hour, half hour? We'll talk to some of the young ladies and find out about that. But you certainly do want to be comfortable, because you want to make sure that you can have a good time on the dance floor, okay? And, of course, with the guys, of course, you don't have to do as much as the girls. But tuxedos, you do want to reserve them early enough in case they need to be altered, okay? So you do want to do that as well. And how will you wear your hair? Best thing to do oftentimes is you certainly want to schedule your hair appointment early. Describe in detail the style that you want your hairstylist to do for you. And, in fact, you may want to take a photo of the hairstyle. If it's something different, take a photo to her and let her see it, because if it's kind of difficult to describe, you know, it may be a little bit easier if he or she can actually take a look at it, okay? And guys, don't forget to go to the barber, okay? Do that as well. How will you get there? Will you drive? Will you take, is your date going to drive? You guys going to rent a limo? You're going to ride the bus? You're going to take a cab? You know, decide what you're going to do. Oftentimes, you know, limos are really fun, and it's a safe way to go to the prom, and you can kind of share those expenses as well. And it can be affordable when there are several couples that are also, going in at the same time. And now with the, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone. Thank you, callers, for holding on. We're coming to you. And let's see. I want to see if I can find Alicia and see if I can pick her up. Hello. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. And can you tell everyone who you are? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Alicia Taylor.
Well, Alicia, happy Sunday to you. It is prom. It's prom season, right?
Yes.
And tell me, Alicia, if you went to the prom, or you kind of you're helping out prom, or help planning the prom, or tell me about the prom. How do you feel about prom? Is it exciting to you?
Okay, so from my experience, I was on the prom committee for the first Charles R. Zook Trotter High School prom. The theme was
okay.
A long tail.
Mm-hmm.
And it was located at the Sundial West End.
Ooh, the Western Peachtree Plaza. The Western Peachtree Plaza, downtown Atlanta, right?
Yes, ma'am.
A lovely place. One of my favorites. Go ahead.
So the prom started at 7 and it ended at 11. However, since I was on the prom decorating committee, we had to arrive at 1:30 to start the setup.
Wow.
And the first order of business was to iron the chair covers and build the Eiffel Tower.
Really?
Yes.
And
for prom etiquette for the community to wear all black. It was just a nice, simple dress, nothing fancy. We didn't want to be a distraction for the people who were attending prom.
Wow. Very nice. And audience, listen, I don't know about you, but oftentimes we don't hear about the background, you know, of setting up the prom and making sure, you know, I'm sure the committee has a lot to do, and we never hear from anyone that talks about the committee, so it's great to talk to you because you can give us some background on, you know, what kind of occurred in setting up. I know you said you guys had to be there at 1:30, which that, you know, that was quite a few hours in advance. So what else did that entail that you guys had to do?
So we had to make sure everything was set up properly. We had to put up the background. We had to make sure the DJ knew where he was supposed to set up, make sure the speakers were working correctly. And then for the people who are taking the professional pictures, they had to make sure they had enough space, the lighting was correctly so they can take beautiful pictures of the people. And then we also had an artist draw people, like the couples that were there, and they had to be in the area where they could put in every single detail, nice quiet space so they can concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a phone booth for the selfie station, we called it. And it was where all they could take sunny pictures and make sure they were just hanging out with friends, basically.
Very interesting, Alicia. Very interesting. Like I said, audience, in case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway. We're talking about prom etiquette. We have Alicia on right now, and she was on the prom committee for her school. And she's kind of telling us about some of the background information about setting up for the prom. Oftentimes we see the finished product, but we don't know the work that is involved in setting up. So we certainly appreciate you, you sharing that with us. And I'm going to I'm gonna hold you over. Can you stay with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Stay with us, and I'm going to go ahead and pick up a few other callers. Again, our number is 347-324-3295. 347-324-3295. We are talking about prom etiquette. If you've attended the prom already, please give us a call. If you want to share some information, you can send us a message to etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Or if you are getting ready to go to the prom, you can give us a call as well. I'm going to go to extension 4214. Hello. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing well. Happy Sunday to you.
Yes, happy Sunday.
It's always a pleasure to hear from the guys, because the guys are the other half of the prom from the young lady.
Alicia said, like Alicia said, the prom for Drew Charter School was on this past Friday, and I attended as a junior. And from my experience, I did see a lot of do's and don'ts in terms of etiquette for guys throughout the night.
Mm, let's talk about that. Tell us what your name is, if you don't mind.
Oh, sorry. My name is Alvin Winston. I'm a junior at Drew Charter School.
Okay, wonderful, Alvin. Okay. Oh, please, by all means, let's get to the do's and don'ts.
So I would say, going into prom, when you ask a girl to prom, whether or not you do a promposal or you do something that's a bit more low-key and just ask the girl to go to prom with you, I would say that you need to have it in your mind already made up, that you understand that this is truly a night for the girls, and you really want to make it a night for her to remember, and try not to be selfish in terms of details. So I would say, of course, lesson number one is do what the girl tells you to do. So if she wants to go out with her friends after prom, then you go with her friends after prom. If she wants to ride with her friends, you ride with them. If she wants to do something else, you, like I said, just do whatever it is that she wants to do, because it's a night that's truly for her. And then I would also say that when you're renting your tuxedo or figuring out what you're going to wear to prom, what I did was I went to a place that was very flexible in terms of its deadline, because I was in the situation where I went to rent my tuxedo about 2 weeks in advance, but then my date ended up changing her mind about what she wanted and what color she was going to wear. So I had to go back to where I rented my tuxedo and match up the colors a bit differently from how I originally intended. So, of course, make sure that you can go somewhere where you can change your mind on what you're going to get at least a week before the prom. So that way, if your date does decide to change her mind, then you have the option of also changing what you're going to wear, because I also know I was not the only guy at our school who was in that situation.
Wow.
Wow, yep.
Interesting, Albert. Now, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Wow, you are very mature for your age. Wow, very mature. And, you know, like I said, it's always great to hear from the gentleman, and you certainly sound like you are certainly a gentleman. And and being flexible, you've gotten to learn girls, females already, because we do change our mind. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So you being flexible and kind of letting the guys know out there that it's a possibility that, you know, you could start out with one color and end up with another color. So flexibility is key. That's really, really good. Wow. And going back to what you said, and I've been doing this show for quite some time, and we've talked about prom etiquette. I've taught prom etiquette workshops all over the place, and never have I had a young man say that it's really the night for the young lady. So that is really, really admirable of you. I'm going to applaud you on that, because you don't hear that at all. You know, you pretty much hear that, you know, hey, if I'm going, this is my night. So that is absolutely wonderful. Well, goodness. So, okay, so with the flexibility, and you talked about how the gentleman should ask the young lady to go out to the prom and have an ideal as well. That's really good. And that's really, really great planning. Very, very interesting. Let me talk a little bit also, Alvin, about when you guys go. I usually always talk about when the guys, if you're going to drive your date, you know, you're going to pick them up. Of course, we know that you're not to go to your date's house, pull up in the driveway, and blow the horn. Not
No.
That so is what, taboo.
Right.
Mm-hmm,
so what I did was we had a picture party before our prom where we would go to a friend's house, take pictures, and then from there, the SUV that was driving us for the night came to pick us up. But before I went there, I picked up my date from her house. My mom and I drove. And when I picked her up, her mom actually came out to meet us. And then from there, we walked inside. I saw my date, hugged her. We took a few pictures inside. Then we went outside to where she and her mom wanted us to take pictures at their house. And I put on her Dodge. She put on my boutonniere. Then from there, I drove, well, my mom drove us to the picture party. But yes, if you are taking a date, don't pull up into the driveway and honk the horn. Because, of course, like I said, the night is for the girl. So the girl and her parents and her family are going to want to take pictures. So you need to make sure that you're ready to walk in, take pictures with her. Probably more pictures than you would think that anyone would need, but just always be prepared for an infinite amount of pictures. And then also, when you're going to the car, make sure you open the door for her. Make sure that you don't close her dress in the door. And then when you arrive at all her destinations, do not allow for her to open the door herself.
I tell you, Alvin, you're a young man after my own heart. You're such a gentleman. You are such
Thank
a gentleman. That is why I certainly commend commend your parents. I mean, really, because, you know, there are some older men that need these tips. Okay, I'll just leave it there. And by the way, guys, in case you're just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about prom etiquette. We've been talking to Lindsay and Alvin so far about their prom over at Drew Charter High School that took place on this past Friday. And we're talking about prom etiquette tips. So if you are getting ready to go to your prom, then this is perfect timing. If you've already gone, you certainly want to, you know, to call in and let us know or send us a message. I'm going to pick up some emails in a minute. I want to hold you over, Alvin, too. Are you available to stay on with us?
I will say part of being a high school junior is that once prom ends, you have to start studying for tests. So I'm afraid that I'll have to go.
Okay. Well, wonderful, Alvin. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing. And I certainly commend you and your parents as well. Okay.
Yes, no
Thanks
problem.
For joining
Thank you.
Us. Have a great evening, okay?
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye now. Wow. Okay, well, if you want to join the conversation, 347-324-3295. Let's see, I want to go to extension 8995. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi there. I'm doing well. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you.
You. We're talking about the prom. I'd like to bring you in on the conversation. You want to tell everyone what your name is?
Yes, I'm Beyonce Cox. I'm a junior at Drew Charter School.
Okay, Beyonce, welcome.
Yes.
And what would you like to let us know? Did you attend the prom or kind of help out with it or what?
I attended the prom, and me and my best friend actually went together because both of us didn't have dates. So we wrote together, like she came to my house, and then we got dressed together, we wrote there together, and then we took the after prom together. So,
oh, very
that
nice.
That was a great experience for us.
Wonderful. And I'm glad you said that because oftentimes young ladies, they have a problem with being depressed and upset when they don't have a date. And you don't have to have a date to go to your prom to have fun. So, in fact, I was talking to some fifth graders a couple of weeks ago. They were depressed because they didn't have a date. And I'm like, it's the fifth grade dance. Come on.
Yeah. For anybody out there, it's never wrong for you to not have a date. Like, you can have a good time whether you're with your date or with your friends. Like, either way it goes, you just have to make it your own experience.
Right. Very good. What was your favorite part, do you think?
For me, the whole experience itself was fun. I enjoyed I love, like, high heels or shoe shopping, so that was a great experience for me. And then also, just once I got to prom, just being able to enjoy the whole setup and arrangements and enjoying it with my friends. So that was the biggest experience for me that I really enjoyed.
How nice. And I know, you know, with the setup and everything, and I know, Alencia, you're still there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Alencia, yeah, I wanted to bring you back on, too, for a second about, she was just talking about she enjoyed the setup. And, again, if you're just joining us, we started out with Alencia. Alencia was on the prom committee, and that was the committee that were responsible for setting up and making sure all the logistics were taken care of, which we don't hear enough about. So that is great. So, you know, and I'm sure that everyone had an opportunity to appreciate everything when it was done, but just to think back. And so it's a good thing for you to, if you guys identify the people who were on the your prom committee, say thank you to them because they did a lot of work. Right, Alencia? Would you say 1:30 to 6, about 5 hours you guys set up?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, wow. Okay, well, I'm gonna hold you both over. If you can hang on for a second, I've got to get to a couple of these messages. Okay, so you guys hold on for me. I have one that says, "Etiquette Lady, who should pay for the prom? This event is extremely costly, and it's too much for one person, teen or parent, to pay for." And this comes from Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah is a cost-efficient parent, and thanks for your show, is what she says. Okay. Okay, who pays? Listen, the fees can be broken down. Remember, the same person does not have to pay for everything. The same person does not have to pay for everything. They can certainly be broken down in various ways. Now, usually, etiquette kind of dictates that the person or the teenager who is hosting pays for the ticket. But it can be shared, okay? So, in other words, if the young man is asking the young lady to go, sometimes he will buy the ticket, especially if he's at a different school. I remember when my son went to the prom, he went to two proms. He went to his prom at his school, and he also went to the prom of the school that his girlfriend was attending at the time. So he went to two, and you're talking about being costly. It could definitely be very, very costly. So they can either purchase the tickets or each person can purchase their own, okay? Usually, as far and then she was talking, transportation. Usually the guy will drive if there is a date, and he's usually responsible for the transportation. But it's also a real good idea for several couples to kind of rent a limo to go, you know, together. And, of course, that price certainly can be divided. And, of course, each, you know, individual couple just kind of, it's a cost share there, okay? And also, of course, you know that everybody pays for their own attire. And oftentimes, males will buy their corsages and the girls can buy the boutonnieres. Or some of the guys buy both. So, you know, that's optional as well. So just so that no one feels that they have to go broke on these days where, you know, they're going to do the prom. Beyonce, let me ask you a question. I'm sure people are probably wondering, how much were the tickets to your prom? Beyonce, are you still there? Okay, let me go and pull, let's see. Olencia, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Olencia, do you know how much the tickets were to your prom?
Well, I know for
Well, I know that the tickets were tied until the juniors do. So I don't know how it was split up individually, but it was more than $60. And then after that, if you wanted to bring a date that was outside of Drew, they would have to pay more. The tickets were more than a Drew student's ticket.
Okay. Okay, that sounded pretty reasonable because I have heard as much as $140 for a ticket. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. But, yeah, I heard it can certainly be quite costly. So, Sarah, thank you for that email. She finds that a cost-efficient parent. And thanks for your show. So thank you for that email, and hopefully that will help that you don't have to go broke on prom night. Here's another one. It says, Etiquette Lady, my prom is in 2 weeks, and my mother and I disagree on what dress I should wear. All my other friends are wearing dresses that are sexy, but my mom wants me to look frumpy with everything covered up. I wore what she wanted me to wear last year as a junior, but this year is my final year, and I think I should have more say. What do you think? And this comes from Francesca in Miami. Well, Francesca, let's see. I think you and your mom should agree on what you should wear. I think, you know, it's something that's modest, a modest neckline or a slit or something can be worn if it's in good taste. And this I would call classy. A lot of times, moms do not like to hear anything referred to when it comes to a teenager as sexy, okay? So classy, you know, I think your mom would agree, you know, that classy is better than sexy, so maybe it can be a play on words. But I've seen a lot of prom attire that was classy, and I've seen a lot of prom attire that's kind of, I don't know. Alicia, what do you think? What did you see? Tell me something. What did you see? What kind of attire did you see?
I saw a lot of formal dresses. A lot of the girls dressed really, really nicely. And I loved Sandria's dress. I just loved her dress. And it was just so nice and formal. And some of the other girls did really good. But you never saw another girl. Everybody had their own style. So it wasn't really a repeat of anybody. So I was just so thankful. And then the prom queen, her dress was beautiful too.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Let me see if I can, extension 8995, hello.
Hi, this is Beyonce.
Hi there.
Again.
Okay, Beyonce, you're back. Yeah, I wanted to pull you on as well with Olencia. We're talking about prom attire. I was asking her what type of attire did she see, and it sounds like it was nice. Now, you attended the prom, is that correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, tell us, what was your dress like?
I had a sweetheart neckline dress, and like at the bottom it was kind of, it had like an arch so that way you can see my shoes, and it had like a little bit of a train.
Okay. And I know on the onset I was talking about attire and I was talking about shoes. Did you guys dance quite a bit?
Yes, we did.
And were your feet comfortable?
Yes, well, for me, I like heels, so my heels are very tall, but the key to wearing heels of any height, you just have to have a nice platform, so that way it'll be more comfortable, so you won't have to worry about your feet hurting.
Oh, very good, and that's some great information for the ladies. In fact, I was listening to an interview yesterday, as a matter of fact, by a podiatrist, and that's one of the things he was saying. He was saying that heels really were not designed to be worn all day, every day, he said, but he mentioned the exact same thing you just said, which was to make sure that there was a platform on the front, which will give you more stability. So very, very good. I'm going to go to a quick break, if we can, and then we'll be right back, okay?
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us at 347-324-3295. Now, back to the show.
Okay. In case you're just joining us, we are talking about prom etiquette. We've had a very interesting group of callers that have been to the prom, that have helped plan the prom, and it's been real interesting. I have another message that says, Dear Etiquette Lady, thank you for the variety of topics you cover on your show. Our family always finds them interesting. My daughter will attend the prom for the first time. She is a junior and her date is a senior. My daughter tells me that several of their friends are getting a hotel after the prom, but I told her that she has to come home. She thinks I'm being mean because so many of the other mothers don't mind. What is your opinion? Okay, so, all right, you all are pulling me into this again. but that's what I'm here for, not a problem. Okay. She asked, what is my opinion, right? Okay, my opinion is that you are her mother, and no matter what the other moms say, you say no, and that's the answer. I mean, to me, it's pretty cut and dry. Now, my personal opinion, to, you know, kind of follow that a little bit, I've heard this for years, actually, that some parents pay for hotel rooms for their teens, you know, after the prom. And now my personal opinion, this is a setup for disaster. It can be a setup for disaster. You know, peer pressure, sex, alcohol, drugs, all that kind of stuff. It's just my opinion. She asked me my opinion. Right, Beyonce?
Yes.
So I'm giving it to her. So unless the parents are planning to stay in the hotel room as chaperones, I don't think it's a good idea. Now, it could be some other parents that think it's a good idea, but since she asked me what I thought, and this is Karen, the parent is Karen in Alpharetta. Karen, thank you for that, but, you know, I agree with you. Now, you know, some other parents are liberated, but we're going to get some young people to weigh in on that. What do you say?
Well, first, for me, I think it's more of a trust thing. So if you honestly trust your child, then you should consider it. Just don't shut down because of what you think is going to happen. And for me personally, like, my parents were going to get me, like, a suite there. And how they were going to do it is during prom, like, when they dropped us off, they were going to set up, like, all the food and refreshments and snacks for us afterwards. And then when prom was over, they'll make sure everybody's good. And then, like, they'll stick around until, like, towards everybody's going to leave the room. And then once everyone leaves, they're going to clean up and then make sure, like, me or whoever, one of my friends that were spending the night in the room were good. And then they'll pick us up the next morning. Now, that was a good idea because they'll make sure they'll know who is in the room, monitor, like, if nothing's going wrong, and then know who's spending the night. So if you do that, then you will have less of a worry of anything going wrong. But at the end of the day, I think it's just if you trust your child, then that's how you should consider if they get a room or not.
Okay. Well, that's very good. Lindsay, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what do you think about that? I know you haven't gone yet, but what would be your take? I know you've probably heard some friends talking about it, or, oh, we're going to get a hotel room, honey. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. You have any comments on that, or you want to pass that one up?
Well, with me, is it pretends who is going to be staying in the suite. If it's just like a bunch of girls, it's fine, but if you're going to have boys in the hotel room or things like that, you need to make sure you have an adult. Why? Because you don't want them to bring something that is not something you want to do or get pressured into something you don't want to do. You want to be safe at all times. So I believe there should be an adult there if it's going to be a boy, if there are going to be boys in the room with the girl.
Absolutely. And that's basically what I said. And, you know, if there's going to be a chaperone, then fine. But, you know, I've heard some young people say, yeah, it's male and female, you know, the young ladies and their dates. And, you know, moms are paying for these rooms. And I'm like, I don't know. It might be a setup for disaster. But, you know, because the whole night is supposed to be fun and, you know, should not be, have, you know, shouldn't have to worry about peer pressure and things of that nature. But we want to make sure that we're not helping to set up. But that's pretty cool what you said, Beyonce, about, you know, actually having a suite and setting up the food and things like that. So, yeah, that would be pretty cool. Because my mind went directly there absolutely, just like Miss Karen and Alpharetta. She's like, oh, no way. But, you know, what you said, then that was interesting. Yeah, and then making sure that there are no, you know, young men staying over because, sorry. We're going to take one more quick break, then we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up. Great conversation this evening.
Have you signed up for the Public Speaking Club yet?
Public Speaking Club? What's that?
It's the club Miss Riley teaches. You learn to speak comfortably in front of others, how to make introductions, how to introduce your parent to a friend, meetings, greetings. In fact, you learn numerous public speaking tips. Some of my favorite topics include impromptu speaking, how to have great posture and poise, and a lot more. And you learn how to have great social skills, all while gaining more self-esteem and confidence. It's so much fun.
As a parent, I know that academic skills coupled with social skills help make a child well-rounded. That's why I enrolled my children. They volunteer to speak at every opportunity. Their teachers brag on them all the time.
Wow. Well, I'm too short to raise my hand in class, and I hope the teacher doesn't call on me. I want to join this public speaking club. I'll ask my mom.
Say goodbye to being shy. Sign up today for the Public Speaking Club at www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, the website is www.pagesetiquette.com. Hurry, avoid the waiting list. This club fills up quickly. www.pagesetiquette.com.
Two, what is etiquette anyway? The talk show. Call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Okay, we're back. We have had such a wonderful conversation with teenagers this year. It's been a great conversation that we've had about prom etiquette. Just want to also mention that I think we said earlier, and in fact when I had Alvin was on the line as well, you want to make sure that you do not go to your date's home and blow the horn for them to come out. Don't do that. Go to the door and get her. You want to greet the parents. Make sure you ask what time she needs to be back and assure them that you are a responsible gentleman and you want to make sure that you are prompt. Okay, if they say you need to be back at 12:30, be back at 12:25. How about that? And I also do want to say you want to make sure, especially for the young lady, make sure that you carry yourself like a young lady and insist on being treated like a young lady. And the only way you can insist on being treated like a young lady is to carry yourself like one. Also, carry emergency money with you on prom night and any other night that you are going out on a date. And you want to make sure, just in case you need to take a cab home or, you know, be prepared, okay? And in closing, I want to say that prom time is an exciting time to dress up and have fun with your friends. Don't be pressured into doing anything that you should not do. I want to repeat that. Do not be pressured into doing anything that you should not do, okay? This night does not have to include drugs, alcohol, or sex. Okay, it doesn't. All right, remember to practice good etiquette at all times. Have a fabulous time at the prom. And I want to thank our callers and kind of our co-hosts here. We held over Beyonce and Olympia. We certainly, you know, thank them for calling in, all of our callers. And thank you for supporting our show and listening. If you're joining us for the first time or our loyal listeners who tune in each show, we're so glad that you are a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic you'd like to hear us cover, we're very open to it. We'll cover it in the future. Just let us know, okay? Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. We know we can only do this one person at a time, and with your help. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. Be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week as well. Again, Olympia and Beyonce, thank you so much again for sharing this evening. And when you have an opportunity, all the shows are archived. You can go back and take a listen to the show in its entirety. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. Tune in next week. We'll talk again. Good night. Take care, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we'll discuss another exciting topic.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.